Welcome to this week's Weekly Bible Devotional Podcast. This is episode number 456. Today is Friday, October 8th, 2021. This is Edward Patterson. Daily Devotion is written by Pastor Thomas Smith. The title of today's devotional is, He Beheld the City and Wept Over It. Let's begin. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. Luke chapter 19, verse 41. Jesus had visited Jerusalem numerous times before and was repeatedly rejected by the religious leaders. This visit was somewhat different, for soon he would be betrayed and crucified. As we see him in our text, he is beholding the city. He is weeping because he knows the judgment that will come upon these people in a few years. Jesus saw the city, but he must have seen more than the buildings and streets. He saw the people and knew what great calamities they would experience. The word that is translated as wept indicates sobbing or wailing aloud. The heart of our Savior was broken by what he was seeing. This is our great God. He loves people. He cares about the destiny of people. God does not enjoy seeing people chastened, but he is just and must judge sin. He weeps over their rebellion and rejection of the truth. What does he see in our community, our nation, and our world? We need to see as he sees. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 51 says, Mine eye affecteth mine heart. It is true, what we see affects how we feel. A long, deliberate look at our world would benefit us. Sometimes we look at sinners, viewing only the damage that have been done to society. We can become calloused to their plight. We see them as lawbreakers, rebels, and a menace. Jesus did not look at his world in anger or hardness. He looked at them through eyes of compassion. When we look at them as he looks at them, we see that they are blind and in bondage. Unless something happens in their hearts, they will spend eternity in hell. One of the reasons we do not see our communities as Jesus does is because he looked at them from a great distance. Our text records when he was come near. We need a closer look at the perishing world that we live in. All of us know that we are not to depend on the world for our entertainment or fellowship, but we are the means that God will use to impact our world with the gospel. If we do not care for them, who will? We need to ponder the end of those who ignore the words of God. We need to see them as prospects and not problems. Behind every face is a soul for which Jesus died. Jesus wept as he knew that he would soon finish his task and return to heaven. We too will one day soon finish our work on earth. May we care while we can. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. I pray that this devotional podcast has blessed the person listening to this, and that the Holy Spirit will continue to speak to his or her heart. I ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For more information about my devotionals, please visit my WordPress page at weeklybibledevotionalpodcast.wordpress.com. Thank you. Are you tired of living the way you have been and want a change in your life? Meaning, are you saved? Jesus has his arms open wide for you and is knocking at the door of your heart. Will you ask him in your heart today and be your Lord and Savior? Don't put it off any longer. If you feel Jesus tugging at your heart, all you have to do is recite this prayer with me. Are you ready? Precious Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner and I have lived a life of sin. I repent of my sins and I ask you to forgive me. As your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I believe that you are God, born of a virgin birth, that you died on the cross and shed your blood for my sins, and gave me everlasting life. Come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help guide me to do your will. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you have recited this prayer with me, I want to welcome you to the Kingdom of God.